The three-member panel issued the recommendation after hearing from both sides of the case Monday morning. At the state judicial building across from the Capitol, DeKalb District Attorney Robert James argued the charges of extortion, conspiracy, and theft are bound to affect Ellis's day-to-day responsibilities.
The CEO has misused taxpayer funds. I mean, that's really a big part of it.
James said he plans to call county employees as witnesses. He said it'll cause dysfunction within the county.
I would say that it is difficult to imagine how one day these individuals will be sitting in a courtroom offering testimony against the CEO, and the next day, or perhaps even the same day, they'll be sitting in an executive meeting conducting the normal and ordinary business of the county.
Ellis lead attorney Craig Gillen countered the CEO has remained an effective county administrator despite the charges. In addition, Gillen said Ellis has delegated some of his responsibilities regarding contractor agreements to his chief operating officer.
The DeKalb County citizens are being served well by Mr. Ellis.
It was the first time the DA and Ellis have shared a room since the indictment was issued last month. They sat just a few feet from one another across a conference table. Ellis let his attorney do all the talking. Gillen argued the charges under the indictment should be tossed on technical and substantive grounds. Ellis's arraignment date is scheduled for July 29th. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.